Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome to our program. And these, what some might call the dog days of summer, with incredibly high humidity and hot temperatures and deluges of rain, although intermittent and short-lived. It's been a real grab bag of summer weather. But at any rate, we have a program for you, and later in the show, we will have Mark Auerbach joining us with an Archbeat report. But a note from the mayor's office in Springfield: Mayor Sarno's staff continued discussions on the city's plans to advance and enhance digital equity and internet access in Springfield. Now, this all-encompassing plan and study will look at ways to not only close the digital divide in neighborhoods, but also help connect residents to affordable and reliable internet. Very important for folks who are job-seeking and so on and so forth to have this ability. It's very different from neighborhood to neighborhood, and that's what the mayor is looking to levelize. Johnson Memorial Hospital officials are set to announce the Trinity Health of New England Mobile Healthcare has established a branch location at Johnson to provide emergency medical services. Johnson administrators, colleagues, and local political leaders are going to gather on Friday, July 14, 10 a.m. to officially launch the new EMS with a formal ribbon-cutting ceremony. Trinity Health of New England Mobile Healthcare now has two ambulances and two non-transport paramedic intercept vehicles based on the Johnson campus, and the ambulances will also be used to transfer patients from being discharged from Johnson to another facility or to their home. Now, when available, the resources will also assist surrounding communities where advanced life support services may be limited by the number of available paramedics at any given time and the vast geographic area these providers serve. Here comes the 8th annual Barks and Brews event, presented by good friends at Dakin Humane Society, and this is set for Sunday, September 10 at Fort Hill Brewery in East Hampton. The event will begin with a VIP preview hour from noon to 1 p.m. with general admission taking place from 1 to 4 p.m. Here's some ticket options for you. VIP admission tickets are priced at $75, and this entitles the holders to on-site parking, two comp beers, an event t-shirt, and an exclusive preview hour with refreshments, and these VIP sales will end August 1st. General admission tickets are priced at $35, and they include a complimentary beer, parking located on street, and at the local school, which is a 5-minute walk, shirt not included. Tickets may be purchased online. All attendees of the event must be 21 years old, and if you're going to do this, guests are invited to bring crowd-friendly dogs on a non-retractable leash. Retractable leashes are not allowed, and you're asked not to bring strollers. A splash zone and misting sprinkler will be available to keep doggies cool and the pavement wet. And there will be a hot dog eating contest, 50-50 raffle, caricature art, nail trimming, dog baths, vendor booth shopping, food trucks, and more. Springfield's public splash pads are now open for residents to beat the heat this summer. And it gets underway. It's underway now, in fact, and the splash pads are open at these locations. I'll run them down for you. Adams Park, Calhoun Park, Emilyville Park, Hubbard Park, Magazine Park, Mary Troy Park, Nathan Bill Park, Riverfront Park, Barrows Park, and that's going to open next week, Emerson Wick Park, Forest Park, Jamie Uloa Park, Marshall Roy Park, Myrtle Street Park, Rebecca Johnson Park, Ruth Elizabeth Park, and Van Horn Park, and Yali Nahorniak Park. I hope that helps. More than 6 million gallons of sewage has leaked into the Connecticut River from the city of Holyoke's sewage collection system due to all the heavy rain. Precipitation resulted in combined sewer overflow from the Holyoke sewage collection system. These discharges may have negative water quality impacts downstream, including the Connecticut River adjacent to your community. So, with this in mind, swimming, fishing, boating, and other uses which may involve water contact obviously is discouraged. The discharge has ceased at this time, but still you want to avoid contact with the river for at least another 48 hours due to increased health risks from bacteria and other pollutants. The discharge consists of rainwater, untreated sewerage, or partially treated sewerage. Ugh. Potentially affected communities border the Connecticut River, South Hadley, and Chicopee. Now, should you own or drive an 03 Dodge Ram pickup, you want to pay close attention to what I'm going to get to next. But first, how about a few minutes with Mark Auerbach? Mark?
Bravo Broadway brings Broadway stars Christiane Knoll from Dear Evan Hansen and theater work Spun Home and Next to Normal, and Hugh Panaro from The Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis to Hartford Symphony's Talkit Mountain Music Festival, July 14th, rain or shine. Richard Carsey conducts. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. Ron Gorovic, the Springfield Symphony Principal Violist, plays Bach Cello Suites 1 through 4 for viola, as heard on his new Centaur Records recording at Sevenars Sunday afternoon. For details, sevenars.org. Unreconciled, co-written by and starring local actor Jay Sefton, has a workshop performance at Chester Theater July 20th and 21st. Sefton's somewhat autobiographical tale, co-written with Mark Basquiel, tells the story of a young boy who wanted to become an actor and a priest who uses his love of theater to abuse him. James Barry directs. Sefton recently co-starred in Wham Theater's What the Constitution Means to Me. For details, chestertheater.org. Also at Chester, Guards of the Taj, Rajiv Joseph's play about two friends who stand guard at the Taj Mahal, comes to Chester Theater through July 16th. Rena Duff directs and the production stars Ruchir Kazanchi from Lyric Opera of Chicago and Abazar Farkhouk, who appeared in Chester's production of Disgraced. For details, chestertheater.org. And Macbeth is the summer pick at the Capitol Classics Greater Hartford Shakespeare Festival on the grounds of the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford, running through July 30th. And audience members are encouraged to bring their family, friends, lawn chairs, blankets, and picnic dinners. For details, capitalclassics.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Stellantis and the U.S. government are urging the owners of some 03 Dodge Ram pickups to stop driving them after a passenger was killed by an exploding Takata airbag inflator. How ironic. This is what's supposed to save your life, not remove it. The company says owners of the pickups should contact the dealer or the company to find out if their trucks are part of a 2015 Takata recall. Stellantis says the truck shouldn't be driven until these repairs are made, and the death is the 26th in the U.S. since May 09, and more than 30 people have been killed worldwide. The NHTSA said the death was the first due to an exploding front passenger airbag inflator. The rest of the deaths were drivers. Takata uses ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion to inflate the airbags in a crash. But the chemical can get more volatile over time and exposure to moisture and high temperatures in the air. Now, the explosion can rupture a metal canister and send sharp shrapnel into the passenger compartment. Most of the deaths and about 400 injuries have happened in the U.S., but they've also occurred in Australia and Malaysia. It's quite a problem. Okay, there you go. Let's hold right there, and we'll hold with my invitation to our next program, which you'll find on Pioneer Valley Radio at podbean.com. And I urge you to join us, tell a friend about it, that you're going to get a lot of good information here about life and living life in Western Mass. We don't bog down a lot of things you hear endlessly back and forth. We try to give you some information that we think will be of great benefit to you. So thanks for being with us. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.